Deepfakes are seemingly getting better by the day, so how do we detect what is real and what's fake? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Yu Jen, electrical and computer engineering professor at the Thomas J. Watson College of Engineering and Applied Science at Binghamton University, takes a look.
As artificial intelligence networks become more accessible, digitally manipulated deepfake photos and videos are becoming increasingly challenging to detect. My team and I have broken down images using frequency domain analysis techniques to look for anomalies that could indicate they are generated or edited by AI. The team created thousands of images with popular generative AI tools such as Adobe Firefly, Pixlr, DALL-E, and Google DeepDream, and analyzed them using signal processing techniques. By transforming the images into frequency components with mathematical functions, we can examine their frequency domain characteristics, thus making it easier to spot the difference between AI-generated and natural images. To compare the authentic and AI-generated images, the team used a new machine learning tool called Generative Adversarial Networks Image Authentication. While common AI anomalies, such as an unusual number of fingers, can reveal whether an image is AI or not, our strategy has been more efficient at figuring this out. In addition to AI-generated images, we have developed a technique to detect deepfakes in audio-video recordings. By leveraging electrical network frequency signals, we can verify whether the recording is authentic or has been tampered with. In today's social media-dependent world, AI and deepfakes have been given a bad reputation due to their misuse. Our technique will allow researchers to show the public how AI could create innovation, thus preserving the integrity of media in an increasingly digital world.
That was Yu Jen of Binghamton University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.